This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country. Several U.S. officials said Tuesday the decision defies the May 1st deadline for full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban late last year. It leaves no room for additional extensions. A senior administration official called the September date an absolute deadline that will not be affected by security conditions in the country. While Biden's decision keeps U.S. troops in Afghanistan 4 months longer than initially planned, it does set a firm end to two decades of war that killed more than 2,200 U.S. troops, wounded 20,000, and cost as much as $1 trillion. U.S. President Joe Biden is calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate tensions following a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border. The White House says that Biden told Putin in a phone call Tuesday that the U.S. would act firmly in defense of its national interests regarding Russian cyber intrusions and elections interference. Biden also proposed a summit meeting in a third country in the coming months. An Iranian nuclear negotiator says Tehran will begin enriching uranium up to 60% purity after an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. That's a higher level than the program has enriched to before, but remains short of weapons grade. The announcement marks a significant escalation after the sabotage suspected to have been carried out by Israel. This is VOA News. U.S. federal health agencies on Tuesday recommended pausing the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for at least a few days after six women under the age of 50 developed rare blood clots after receiving the shot, dealing a fresh setback to efforts to tackle the pandemic. Johnson & Johnson said it would delay rollout of the vaccine to Europe a week after regulators there said that they were reviewing rare blood clots in four recipients of the shot in the United States. President Biden will address a joint session of Congress later this month for the first time in his presidency, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invited the president to share his vision to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, April 28th. The speech will come days before President Biden's 100th day in office, giving him an opportunity to update the country on his progress. It's also a chance to make his case for the $2.3 trillion infrastructure package he unveiled earlier this month. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the address is expected to look different than a traditional joint session when members of both chambers cram into the House. Some internet critics have questioned why Biden hasn't given a State of the Union address, but in the last several decades, every president has waited until their second year in office to deliver that speech. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A police officer and police chief resigned 2 days after a black motorist's death in Minnesota. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The white police officer who fatally shot a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota during a traffic stop last weekend resigned Tuesday, as did the city's police chief. Officer Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran, fatally shot 20-year-old Dante Wright Sunday. At a news conference, Mayor Mike Elliott said,
"We did not ask her to resign. That was a decision she made."
Police Chief Tim Gannon also resigned. The shooting sparked two nights of protests and unrest. Brooklyn Center is just north of Minneapolis, where former police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial for the death of George Floyd last year. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, a use of force expert says that former officer Derek Chauvin was justified in pinning George Floyd to the ground because he kept struggling. The witness, Barry Broad, testified Tuesday for the defense at Chauvin's murder trial. He contradicted a parade of authorities from both inside and outside the Minneapolis police force who said Chauvin used excessive force and violated his training. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.